Proclamation number 5074 of 26th of February, 1951. Name of Jesus shall not be led in vain. My name shall not be taken in vain. This has been given to you humans as a commandment, the observance of which demonstrates love for me, and its non-observance is counted to you as a sin against me. For my name shall be holy to you, it shall be held in honor in heaven and on earth. Thus my name can be misused, but always to the detriment of the soul of the one who tries to disparage me. Hence my adversary can also allow himself to be abused and speak of me in a derogatory way, that is, anyone who does not believe in me, who denies me, is my adversary and will also speak of me in a way which hurts the believing person, and one day he will also have to answer for it, for this is an abuse of my name and testifies to opposition against me. But I will not hinder him if he misuses my name or uses it as a cover for his piety. But as soon as he uses it as confirmation of a lie, as soon as my adversary tries to gain faith by mentioning my name, you yourselves must check extremely carefully whether you give him cause to resort to this means in order to win you over. You must check yourselves whether you yourselves are attracting the one who wants to ruin you for eternity through all kinds of desires and vices. Then his endeavor is to completely destroy your faith in me, your faith in the deity in Jesus Christ, in his unlimited might and power and his greater than great love. 26th of the 2nd 1951. My name is exceedingly holy and cannot be pronounced by a spirit of the underworld in its deepest meaning, i.e., it cannot be invoked as the name of God, the highest and most perfect being, because the dark being would then also acknowledge me myself as its God and Father of eternity. But the name can be mentioned as only Nama, and this is a temptation which is often successful. Thus such a being can imagine people are under this name but cannot deceive you as God as soon as you ask it to profess itself as God the Father or God the Son. It should be noted that every dark being will give way as soon as the name of Jesus is held up to it in living faith in him as God's Son and Redeemer of the world. Every evil spirit gives way to Jesus' deity, but the name, which is only lightly invoked as a name, is ineffective, just as, conversely, a being of the underworld can also adopt the name Jesus without wanting to introduce itself as God's Son. The word without the Spirit is only a dead word, but you humans should pay attention to the Spirit and not to the dead letter. Everything that is true must have life. A being which is in the night of death will never comprehend the full truth and thus also not the exceedingly great holiness of my name. Thus it will also utter my name completely without realization, certainly in order to deceive people but unaware of where the deception lies, for it only utters a false name in order not to need to mention its own name, but it cannot grasp at all whose name it utters. Nevertheless, my name can be held up to such a being in profound faith in me and it will flee the light and no longer oppress the human being. But you humans have to carry out the test yourselves. You have to know whether you unite with me so deeply and intimately that you allow me myself to be present in you. Then you will not have to fear any deception by dishonest spiritual beings. And if you feel distressed or doubt me, then call upon my name with faithful trust and deep devotion and I will chase every dark being away from you because you use the weapon I have recommended to you. For no being will be able to withstand my name if it is not yet redeemed. Amen.